Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Hello and welcome to the Beyond podcast and this archive recording of Thersites, attributed to Nicholas Udall from a dialogue by Johannes Ravisius Textor. This Henrician drama was recorded live on stage as part of our Entertaining Henry season at the Key Theatre, Sudbury, on Sunday, the 22nd of June, 2025. It isn't designed for the podcast, it is an archive feed recorded at a distance, so it doesn't have the same clarity as our other releases. But though a bit roomy, it is a relatively clear recording of the play, well, with some caveats, as performed live, and complements our previously released material and our look at Tudor interludes in general. A host of useful links are in the show description, including our exclusive behind-the-scenes material of rehearsals and video feeds on our Patreon. The live show is quite heavily cut and doesn't include the Telemachus, that's clearly how the text wants us to pronounce Telemachus, sequence in the second half. It also utilised some visual elements that obviously won't come across in this audio recording. Down in one corner of the stage is a very small snail. It will be referred to at the beginning, and later on I will drag on a massive improvised snail costume in the guise of an irate stage manager, albeit a somewhat ingenious one. And also, one of the sight gags is that all of the bits of armour sold in Mulciber's shop are in fact kitchen utensils. There's nothing like explaining visual gags to make this show really fly. And finally, Thersites entered the show via the audience, where literally no microphones were pointing. So there are moments where it might sound a bit odd, as I've had to improvise a bit to make the audio work. But for now, we present Thersites, attributed to Nicholas Udall, with Alexandra Kataghida as Thersites, Rule Fox as Mulciber, a smith, Liza Graham as Mater, Thersites' mother, Simon Nader-Mirza as Miles, a soldier, and Robert Crichton as Eratus Senior Procurator. Thersites, recorded live.
Good evening and welcome to the final show of Entertaining Henry. Now, before we begin, I've been asked to make a few minor announcements, just a little housekeeping. I have to ask everyone to keep an eye out for something left in the auditorium or possibly the bar yesterday by a member of the audience. Brian the leper lost his big toe sometime last night. Do notify a member of staff if you find it. Look, but don't touch. Secondly, today's show is a double bill. We'll be performing two plays back to back. Two plays from the sillier end towards the end of Henry's reign. Thersites and the Pardoner and the Friar. Thirdly, the anthropomorphic personification of tediousness is on the loose somewhere in this building. If you do encounter something that sucks out your will to live, it's the monster tediousness and not us. And just in case you think that tediousness looks something like this, no, that's just a snail. Every respectable theatre has one. And finally, today's performance of Thersites, coming up now, is brought to you thanks to our generous sponsor, Mulciber's Militaria. Ironworks and military hardware for the discerning warrior. If you're looking for a good habergeon to protect your torso, a set of brigandines to cover the weak points on your arms, then come to Mulciber's Militaria. Mulciber can do armour, bespoke swords, and the most up-to-date head protection. For those on a limited budget, he can get you a second-hand helmet or salad from his bargain basement section. Mulciber's Militaria, formerly Vulcan's Forge, just off the A14. Look for the sign of the flames. And now, to our feature presentation, we send you back to 1537 and the world of Thersites! Thersites!
Give me room, in my way that you don't stand, for if you do, I will soon lay you low. In Homer, all my acts you have heard, Madra, Not that Agamemnon or Ulysses I spared to check, they could not bring me to be at their beck. Of late, from the siege of Troy, I returned, where all my harness except this club, I lost in an old house there. It was quite burned while I was preparing victuals for the host. I must needs get me new, whatsoever the cost. I will go seek adventure, for I cannot be idle. I will hamper some of the knaves in a bridle. It grieves me to hear how the knaves to brag. But by supreme Jupiter, when I am harnessed well, I shall make the dastards to rent into the bag to hide them from me, as from the devil of hell. I doubt not, but hereafter of me you shall hear tell how I have made the knaves to play couch quail. But now, to the shop of Mulciber to go. I will not fail. Mulciber!
Whom the poet doth call the god of fire, servant to Jupiter, lord of all.
Come forth of thy office!
I thee desire, and grant my petition.
I ask a thing but small. I will none of thy lightning that thou art wont to make for the gods supernal,
for ire when they do shake.
But I would have some help of Lemnos and Ilua, that of their steel, by thy craft,
condatur mihi Gallia.
What, fellow Thersites, do you speak Latin now? Nay, then farewell. I made God a vow. I do not you understand. No Latin is in my palate.
But I pray you say abide, good Mulciber.
Prithee, make me a salad.
Why, Thersites, hast thou any wit in thy head? Wouldst thou have a salad now? All the herbs are dead. Besides that, it is not meat for a smith to gather herbs and salads to meddle with. I eat none such salads, for now I wax old, and for my stomach it's very cold.
I mean a salad
with which men do fight.
It's a small tasting of a man's might that he should for any matter fight with a few herbs in a platter. No great lord should follow that victory.
Lord's passion, Mulciber, where is thy wit and memory? I would have a salad made of steel.
Why, sir, in your stomach long shall you it feel, for steel is hard for to digest.
Man's bones and society is worse than a beast. I would have a salad to wear on my head, which under my chin with a thong red buckled shall be. Dost thou yet perceive me?
Your mind now I see. Why, that peevish lad, art thou almost mad, or well in thy wit? Get thee a wallet! Would thou have a salad? What wouldst thou do with it?
I pray thee, good Mulciber, make no more bones, but let me have a salad made at once.
I must do somewhat for this knave. What manner of salad would ye have?
I would have such a one that neither might nor men should pierce it through, part it in twain. I would have it also for to save my head, if Jupiter himself would have me dead, and if he in a fume would cast at me his fire. This salad I would have to keep me from his ire.
I perceive your mind. You shall find me kind. I will for you prepare... There! Here, Thersites, do this salad ware. There you go. And on thy head it bear, and none shall work thee care.
Now would I not fear with any bull to fight, or with a ramping lion. Neither by day nor night. Oh, what great strength is in my body, so lusty, which, for lack of exercise, is now almost rusty. Oh, how it would do my heart much good to see some of the giants before Noah's flood. I would make the knaves to cry, creak, or else with my club, their bones, I would break. Yeah. Yet I have not with thee do. My head is armed. My neck I would have too, and also my shoulders, with some good habergeon that the devil, if he shot at me, could not enter in.
Work along. This habergeon. Fast as thou can! And fear for the meeting of neither beast nor man. If it were possible for one to shoot an oak, this habergeon will defend thee from the stroke. Let them throw milestones at thee, thick as hail, yet thee to kill they shall of their purpose fail. If more than ill should on your shoulders light, they shall not hurt them nor suppress thy might. If Bevis of Hampton, Colwyn and Guy will thee assail, set not by them a fly. To be brief, this habergeon shall thee save, both by land and water. Now go play the lusty knave.
When I consider my shoulders, that so broad be, when the other parts of my body I do behold, I verily think that none in Christianity with me to meddle dare be so bold. Yeah. Where art thou, King Arthur, and the Knights of the Round Table? Come, bring forth your horses out of the stable. Where art thou, Gawain the Courteous, and Kay the Crabbed? Here be two knights cowardish and scabbed. Sir, a brooch. Sir? Lancelot de Lake, what, like running away, and for fear, quake. If thou wilt not come thyself, some other of thy fellows send. To battle, I provoke them, themselves, let them, a dear friend. I tell you at a word, I said not a turd by none of them all. Desire to make me brigand irons for mine arms, and then I will love thee as mine own sire, for without them I cannot be safe from all harms. Those ones had I will not set dust for all by all the world, for then I will have all my mind, or else by the holy rood, I will make them think the devil carrieth them to the wood.
I'm here, Thersites. Brigand irons bright. I fear thou no man manly to fight. Yeah, all right. Though he be stronger than Hercules or Samson, be thou pressed and bold to set him upon. At neither Amazon nor Xerxes with their whole rabble thee to assail shall find it profitable. I warrant thee, they will fly from thy face. As doth an hare from a dog in a chase, other arm. Would not thy black and rusty grim be...
grim beard. Oh my god. Now art so armoured make any man afeard.
Ah.
Surely if Jupiter did see thee in this gear, he would run away and hide him for fear. He would think that Tephaeus the giant were alive, and his brother and Enceladus with him to strive. If that Mars, the god of battle, strong and stout and bold, in this array should have a chance thee to behold, he would yield up his swords unto thee, and god of battle, he would say, thou shouldst be. Now, fare thou well, go the world through, and seek adventures, thou man good enough for now.
Mortimer, while the stars shall outshine in the sky, and Phaeton's horses with the sun's chariot shall fly, I do me faithfully bind thy kindness.
That's
alright.
Yeah.
Bear in mind.
Yeah, alright, mate.
But yet. Mortimer!
Oh, my.
One thing I ask more. Hast thou ever a sword now in store? I would have such a one as would cut stones and pare a great oak down at once. If that were a sword now, even for the nods.
Truly, I have such a one in my shop that will pair iron as if it were rope. Path, here it is, girded to thy side. Now fare thee well. Jupiter be thy guide.
Gramercy, Mortimer, with my whole heart, give me thy hand. And let us depart. Now, I go hence and put myself in peace. I will seek adventures. Yeah! It will not cease. If there be any present here this night that will take upon them with me to fight, let them come quickly, and the battle shall be pied. What a sort of dastards we have here. None of you to battle with me dare appear. Well,
let all go.
Why will none come in with me to fight? That I may bear his skin with force.
My son? Will you fight?
No.
Guard it, defend. For what cause to war do you now pretend? Will you commit to battles dangerous your life that is to me so precious?
Ah! I don't know. I don't know. Hold me not, good mother! I heartily you pray. If there be any lions or other wild beast that will not suffer the husbandman in rest, I will search for them, both in bush and shrub, and lay on the load with this lusty glove!
Oh, my sweet son, I am thy mother! Wilt thou kill me, and thou hast no mother?
No, mother, no. I am not of such iniquity that I would defile my hands upon thee. But be content, good mother, for I will not rest till I have fought with some man or wild beast.
Truly, my son, if that ye take this way, this shall be the conclusion. Mark what I shall say. Other I shall drown myself for sorrow and feed fishes with my body before tomorrow. Other, with a sharp sword, truly I will be killed. Now thou mayst save me if it be thy will. I will also cut my paps away that gave thee suck so many a day. And so by all the world it shall be known that by mine own son I was overthrown. Therefore, if my life be to thee pleasant, that which I desire, good son, do me grant.
In all thou spendest thy wit but in haste, in waste. The goddess of battle, her fury on me hath cast. I am fully fixed in it. Battle for to taste.
Oh, how many to death shall I drive in haste
I ruffle this club about my head,
or else I pray God I never die in my bed.
There shall never a stroke be strucken with my hand, boom, but they shall think that Jupiter doth thunder in the land.
My own sweet son, I'm kneeling on my knee and both my hands holding up to thee, desire thee to cease and no battle make. Call thee to patience and better ways take.
Hush, mother, I am deaf. I will thee not hear.
Son,
now!
Son,
now! If Jupiter himself hear now her, and all the gods, and Juno, his wife, and loving Minerva that abhorreth all strife, if all these, I say, would desire me to be content, they did their wind but in vain spend. Why? Will no adventure appear in this place? This passeth my brains. Will none take the pains to try with me a blow? Oh, what a fellow am I, whom every man doth fly, that doth me but once more.
Son, all do you fear that be present here? They will not with you fight. You, as you be worthy, have now the victory without tasting of your might. Here is none, I trow, that proffereth you a blow. A man, woman, nor child. Do not set your mind to fight with the wind. Be not so mad nor wild.
I say, arise, whosoever will fight! I am to battle here. Ready, knight! Come hither, other swain or knight. Let me see who dare presenteth himself in my sight, here with my club. Ready I stand to, if any come, take them in hand.
There is no hope left in my breast to bring my son to better rest. He will nothing do at my request. He regardeth me no more than a beast. I see no remedy, yet still I will pray to God my son to guide in his way, that he may have a prosperous journeying, and to be safe at his returning. Son, God above, grant this my oration, that when in battle thou shalt have concertation with thine enemies, other far or near, no wound in them, nor in you, shall appear, so that ye neither kill nor be killed.
Mother, thy petition I pray God be fulfilled, for then no knave's blood shall be spilled. Fellas, keep my counsel. By the mass, I do but crake. I will be gentle enough, and no business make. Farewell, mother. After prowess of chivalry, I do both thirst and hunger. I will beat the knaves as flat as a conger! What? How long shall I tarry? Be your hearts in your hose. Will none of you in battle me dare oppose? Come! Prove me! Why stand you so in doubt? Have you any wild blood that will be let out? Alack, that a man's strength cannot be known, because he lacketh enemies to be overthrown. But what a monster do I see here now, coming hitherward with an armed brow! Just a sec. Can you guys see this? Everybody see that? Can't work with this!
What?
The thing is too small. Look at it, it's tiny.
We had it for rehearsals.
It's just too small. I need
it's too small, the joke is it's too natural... This is not the size of a natural snap. This is already a bigger snap.
Can we have something to scale?
You want a bigger snap?
Something to... Yeah.
You want a... Right! Clear the set! Right! All week! All week! Now,
sure.
I'm a classically trained actor, you know.
But what a monster do I see here now, coming hitherward with an arm and brow? What is it?
It is a sow. No, by God's body, it is but a gristle, and on the back it has never a bristle. It is not a cow. Ah, there, I fail, for then it should have a long tail. Yeah. Ah, what the devil? I was blind. It is but a snail. Whew, I was never so afraid, nor in east, nor in west, south. My heart, at the first sight, was in my mouth. Very, I do sweat for fear. I thought I had creaked, but too timely here.
Hence, thou beast,
and pluck in thy horns,
for I swear by him that crowned was with thorns, I will make thee drink worse than good ale in the corns.
Hast thou nothing else to do but come with horns and face me so. My servants! Bring you sword and shield. Shield and spear, and let us worry and kill this monster here.
He's not this worthy knight that with a snail dareth not fight except he have his servant's aid. Is this champion that maketh all men afraid? I am a poor soldier, come of late from Calais. I trust ere I depart to debate some of his mates. I will tarry my time to lie to see betwixt him and the snail what the end will be.
Oh, you horse and knave! Regard you not my calling? Why do you not come in with your weapons, friend? Shall this monster so escape killing? No, that he shall not, and God be willing.
I promise you this is as worthy a knight as ever shall bread out of a bottle bite.
Oh my God, I know you better! Regard you my crying and calling no better!
By my troth, I think they're very scant. This lubber dare to adventure to fight with an ant.
My servants come to thee will not. I must take care that this monster me spill not. I will jeopard with it a joint, other with my club, with my sword's point, I will reach it such wounds as I would not have for 40,000 pounds. Pluck in thy horns, thou unhappy beast! What hand facest thou me? Wilt thou not be in rest? Why wilt thou thou thy horns in hole? Thinkest thou that I am a cuckold? God's arms! The monster comes towards me still! Except I fight manfully, it will me surely kill. What?
Jupiter, Lord, dost thou not see, and there are we fearest the snail as it were a bear.
Well, with my club I have had good luck. Now with my sword, have at thee a pluck. I will make thee ere I go, for to duck
and thou wert as tall a man as Friar Tuck. Why? Say it again, thy horns in draw.
Or else I will make thee to have wounds. Thou not appear to have thy beard bared with my sword.
Well,
now, no more. Thou mightest have done so before. I laid at it so sore that it thought it should have been lore and it had not drawn his horns again. Surely I would the monster have slain. But now, farewell. I will work thee no more pain.
You done with me?
Please.
Snail reversing. Snail reversing. Snail reversing.
Now, my fume is past, and doth no longer last than I did to the monster cast. Now, in other countries, both far and near, more deeds of chivalry I will go in queer.
Thou didst not seek any further, for already I am here. I will debate anon a troll thy bragging cheer.
Now, where is any moe that will with me assail?
Excuse me, what?
I will turn him and toss him
both
top and tail.
Okay, what need is his post? I am here at hand.
That with thee will fight.
Oh, keep thy head instead. Surely.
Surely, for all that I would, I will not fear to assay thee a touch to some blood appear. I will give thee somewhat of a gift for the new year. Huh? Slouches, to beware by him that they come not in my clutches, huh? De abierto.
Come forth, my son, your enemy is gone. Be not afraid, for hurt you can have none.
Thou be
tarry no longer to fight with me, for with my club I would have broken thy skull if thou were as big as Hercules' bull. Why, now, cowardly knave, though stronger than a duck, darest thou thy masteries try with me a pluck? Which fear now the giants, nor Jupiter's thunderbolt, nor Beelzebub, the master devil, as Ragnar's called. I would thou wouldst come hither once again! I think thou hadst rather alive to be slain. Come again! And I swear by my mother's womb, I will pull thee in pieces no more than my thumb!
Witness so indeed! I thee, make good speed. I am here at hand. It was
put away tongue shaking and this foolish clicking.
Let us try for the best, huh? Cowards make speech a pass. Stripes prove the man. Oh, now, at thy first. Behind. Now this is a sure coward. Now I may well say, the coward clanking thus I did find! Masters, you may see by this plague in sight, the great barking dogs do not most bite. And oft it is said that the best man in the host be not such as used to bribe most. If you will avoid the danger of confusion, print my words in art and mark this conclusion. Such gifts of God that ye excel in most, use them with soberness and yourself never boast. It's Gargo!
In Thersites, attributed to Nicholas Udall, Thersites was played by Alexandra Katagida, Mulciber by Rule Fox, Mater by Liza Graham, Miles by Simon Nader-Mirza, and Irata Sina Procurator by Robert Crichton. The backstage technical manager for the live shows was Valentina Vinci. Thersites was recorded live at the Key Theatre in Sunbury and edited and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. To get more on this play and others from that season, then join our Patreon for more behind-the-scenes material and video footage. Our patrons fund all our work, and none of this could happen without their support. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can give a one-off donation via ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description. Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society. The Malone Society is dedicated to textual scholarship in late medieval and early modern drama. It publishes editions of early printed and manuscript texts of plays, plus collections of documentary material relating to the performance and reception of early drama, offers research fellowships, grants and prizes, and supports symposia and performances. For more details, visit malonesociety.com.